Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the shift. Sorry, took such a break off, but I was just so busy with everything else and playing catch up, and you know yourselves, the days just fly by, guys. I hate that New Year feeling where you're trying to, like, you know, new year, new you, and you're just like, oh, I'm already exhausted with this new me. So I've just been catching up, and I recorded an episode with Michael Brigante that's on Patreon. And that won't be out for 2 weeks. And the next episode with Blair Blair Dawson is also on Patreon as well. And we recorded that at the start of November. And this one we actually recorded in the end of October, which I didn't realize, but we're talking about Halloween. So we talk a lot about just like, the guest is Carmen Legala. She's absolutely brilliant. And she just taped a special. So make sure to follow her on Instagram. All the details are in the description. You guys are going to absolutely love her. She's got a lot of comedy online as well. She has a Don't Tell Out and stuff like that, so you'll be able to see a good bit of her. But yes, she's great, and she talked about being pansexual, dating a woman, now being in a relationship with a man who's a cis man. Oh god, sorry, sometimes I get the terms confused in my head, but a cis man, but is 9 years younger than her. So she's able to talk a lot about on like open relationships, monogamous relationships. And we also talked about like kind of like a term, rape adjacent, and like unconsensual, not just unconsensual sex, but like unconsensual elements to sex, like when you cheat, your partner isn't consenting to you, risking getting STDs and coming back to you and all of that stuff. So we kind of talk about just consent in general in relationships, and then different stories and stuff like that. But I also said at the end, like, oh, my JFL and Don't Tell Us Out, but after this I'd release my special, which I think a lot of you watch. If you haven't, it's on my YouTube at Katie Will Comic. It's called I'll Do It Myself. So the video element of the album is up there with extra bonus bits that wasn't in the album. And for everybody who did watch, thank you so much. I really appreciate all your support. It's up there for free. And then thank you to everybody who came out to the shows in Dublin. They were just great crack. You guys are such a great audience. And I'll be in Seattle the first weekend in February. Then that's the 2nd and the 3rd of February. And then on the 16th of February, I'll be in, and I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, like Amass, Pennsylvania. But there's Amass Theater or Amass or Moss. I don't know. EMMAUS. And then that's the Friday night. And then Chicago for St. Patrick's Day. And then I have San Francisco in May. I have Portland in April. Kansas at the end of the summer. And Minnesota. But we have a couple of more venues as well. I think we'll be doing LA in May as well. So keep an eye on the link tree. The ticket links will go up as we talk more to the places. Also talking to a place in Kentucky. So that's kind of fun. I've never been to Kentucky before. So just we'll see if it all works out. But yeah, if you haven't sent me your email and where you're from, please do in my website. When you go directly to www.katiebullcomic.com, it will come up immediately before anything else. It'll come up, put in your email address, and then that way I'll be able to figure out where to go, and I'll be able to email you when I go there. And so for Seattle and Chicago, did I say it was Seattle I was going to next? I hope I did. But yeah, so for Seattle and then there'll be some more East Coast as well. We're talking to Boston, and I do want to talk to a place about Connecticut potentially. So definitely make sure you get all your emails wherever you are in to be pleased. Thank you. And yeah, so Seattle is the next one on the books. And in New York City, we'll have Aoife, and English she is on Instagram, but Aoife Dunn is coming over to do the Dead Rabbit on the 9th of February. So that'd be really great. And Brendan Saglow and TJ Tanel Jokum are going to be also on the lineup that night. So yeah, so they're it's an Irish show, but sometimes we'll have local comics support if we have enough time or room. So so that's brilliant that they'll be able to do that too. And that's at the Dead Rabbit. I'll put the link in my link tree as well. Actually, I should do that. And then what else? I'm definitely going to come back to Ireland in the summer at some point to do shows, but I'll keep you posted about that too. And I don't even know why I'm talking about that now because it's so far away. But there was something else I wanted to say. You know when you're just like talking until you remember what you're going to say, but I can't remember now. I'll be doing Maeve Higgins' Gaza fundraiser as well in the Bell House, and that's on the I'll have it in my link tree anyway. It's a Sunday coming up soon, so like the 28th or 29th, but I have the link in my link tree, so make sure to check that out. And actually running now to go do a fundraiser for the St. Patrick's for All Parade, so I better leave. But I just wanted to get this up because I'm just a disaster, and I'm really excited to get a little more successful. And when I do, I'm immediately hiring someone to help me with this podcast or to help me just with other stuff so I could do this more. But that's going to be a goal of mine for the New Year's. So thanks anyway. Sorry, this is feckin' 5 minutes of an intro. Make sure to follow Carmen and enjoy the ep, and I'll talk to you soon. Love yous, bye.
Oh, we're wearing like the same exact things too.
Yeah. We're so stylish.
Black top and jeans, baby.
I was about to say, and hoop earrings, but I'm wearing my Halloween earrings.
Aww.
I wish Halloween lasted a week because it feels like it just happened and then it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that people celebrate the weekend before, but I don't know. I just love Halloween.
Me too. It's my favorite holiday.
Welcome to the podcast, Carmen LaGala.
Thanks, Katie Boyle.
Is it your favorite holiday?
It is.
Did you know that Halloween comes from Ireland?
Does it?
Yeah.
Sorry for, I just feel like I just answered as an Irish person. Does it? What am I doing?
By the time this comes out, it will be 2 weeks later. And they'll be like, why is Katie talking about Halloween? But we're in the past, future listeners. It's from old pagan or old Celtic festival that originated in Ireland.
So. Okay.
Yeah, it's our Day of the Dead.
Oh, I should know more about it.
I'll tell you. Okay. And so...
Cozy up with my delicious tea. Tell me a Halloween tales.
So originally it was turnips that were used as jack-o'-lanterns.
I did know that.
Yeah, and they're really creepy looking, right?
Yeah, they're so creepy.
And then the reason why people dress up was because if the evil spirits, like traditionally, so that they would think you were a monster and then they'd just leave you alone. Which I had been doing a bit on stage about just for like 2 days coming up to Halloween, that like if that was still true and the evil spirits like roamed around nowadays, and they'd have to try to figure out if someone in a costume was evil or not. But people dress up in like funny costumes, They're like looking at a Trump costume like, well, you know, I guess that's like a bad guy.
Or are they tricked by like a sexy flamingo? And they're like, I guess I want to attack some kind of monster.
They definitely attack the priest costume.
Very cool.
So I said to Carmen before, I was like, I don't really know. I didn't really plan this, but I was brief. And Anne and I also was like, yeah, you've been on the podcast before. And she was like, have I? We haven't really. I actually don't think you have. Have you?
It's one of those things where we're like, we might have just had conversations. And yeah, I might have just feels the same.
Genuinely asked you questions.
How long have you been doing this podcast?
Like 5 years.
Damn.
Yeah, or longer. Who knows?
So yeah, I think I have done it.
Pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I think like in our friend, so I've known you for a really long time, and you've kind of figured out your sexuality as I've known you. Mm-hmm. So you were like, I'm sure it was like a hidden inside you. It was closeted, but you kind of figured out your sexuality in the last few years. Is that the right way to say that?
I think so.
You got it.
I know. I'm like, on the one hand, I'm like, you can figure it out whenever. On the other hand, I'm like, God, I'm 38. Why did it take this long? I made out with girls in college because you do, but let's see. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Pansexual didn't really come about until you hear the vocabulary and then you think about it and you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
What does it mean exactly, though?
It means you're into everything. Like it's basically the same as bisexual, but it clarifies like, because a lot of bisexual people are like, we also have the same definition. But some bisexual people will only fuck like men and women, I guess, or only attracted to that, or only romantically interested in that. Pansexual is like, make sure that you understand that like anything goes. More, it's more like a, yeah, if somebody, if I'm vibing with somebody and they're a they them or a trans woman, yeah, or something, yeah, or a trans man or whatever, just if the vibe is vibing, the vibe is vibing.
Oh, that's interesting that bisexual, I guess I never thought that they would, that some bisexuals would make the distinction past biological man or biological woman.
Yeah, there's definitely, there's some contention there because, wow, most of them are like, we've always been pansexual, yeah, but we're just calling it bisexual because that's what it's always been. But then, you know, some people are just not into certain things for whatever reason, I guess, and then I don't know, do make the distinction.
I mean, yeah, and also that's fine, like whatever you're into, that's, mm-hmm, like, you know, yeah, that's like some people just being into straight men or some people just women being into, wait, I got confused. How did you go on that journey though? How did you start to, because you're saying it's late, but I think for a lot of people it can happen around like later in life, because you know, you, true, get more confident and you just know more about yourself, like, mm-hmm, I didn't know a lot about myself until my 30s, just like, mm-hmm, regular, like,
yeah, that's
personality,
true,
stuff.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah,
I know, I feel like I'm just figuring it out now and I'm like about to be 90 years old, just like, I've finally figured it out and then I'm gonna die. I don't know, I think people were just talking about it. Pandemic was a wild time, mm-hmm, everybody was shut in, and then when it opened back up again, I think everybody like exploded and there was just so much sexual energy in the air. It felt like, I don't know, things were different back then.
Yeah.
And it was just a time of exploration, and I don't know, I guess I wasn't, I also wasn't sure if I was more than sexually interested in women at that time. I was like, I wonder if I'm romantically interested as well. I don't know until I feel it. I feel like I couldn't, I think I was like, I think I do, but you know, you can't really verify it. And then I dated a woman for 4 months and turns out I was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And did you find that experience very different to dating like a straight man? Did you find it like,
oh, yeah. I apologized to some of my exes. I was like, ooh, she's doing things that I did to you. I can't even think of examples, but just like fighting a woman, like verbally fighting a woman, you're just fighting yourself, and that's impossible. It's, yeah, so hard to do. All the arguments, I was like, man, that's a tactic that I've used on dudes, and that is frustrating.
Yeah,
it's just so much talk. It's so much like, what did you mean by that?
Yeah.
Did you mean something bad? Because it seems like you meant something bad, and you're like, no, I didn't mean anything bad.
Yeah
I
think as well, probably because, well, like, yeah, everybody should not do that because it's just, it's like toxic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think women grow up more with using their words, so then that, mm-hmm, means they can also probably like also use it for good and bad, if that, mm-hmm, makes sense. Like I say to Leland, I say, I've got all this power and I don't use it against you.
Okay. I'm a fucking witch.
Okay, I could manipulate the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
And I don't. Whereas men, it's different, and so I guess then, yeah, where you're both in that situation, mm-hmm, where you know,
yeah,
it's
both have powers.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what did you mean by that? And then you're like, yeah, well, what did you mean by that?
Yes, it was literally that. It was two powerful wizards with just equally just not
Harry and Voldemort.
Yeah,
well, JK Rowling would hate that we're using this reference. Well, you know, you're also like, oh, fuck trans people. She needs to chill, by the way.
I know.
Oh my God,
she's still at it. I
mean,
I blocked her anyway. I was like, I can't with this lady.
I saw something just recently because and it was like, you know, you know, it was pretty early on in the... Oh, hold on. Sorry, Goosebumps.
Are you watching Goosebumps?
Yeah, and how is it turning on? Oh my God, it's so scary.
So these are the that Goosebumps show from like back in the day?
It's a new one.
It's a new?
It's great.
Is it for adults now? Is it like good?
I mean, I think it's for adults, adults, but I would say that it still has the element of being okay for children. Because, like,
okay,
you know, there was one part where this guy blows up, but he blows up into slime.
Okay,
so I
okay,
like that.
Yes.
I don't really like gore. I like a jump, but I don't. So yeah, I think it's, I think it's really good. So
I love that. Yeah,
I love a good
blow up into slime anytime.
So yeah, I recommend Goosebumps for the listeners. But the, oh yeah, yeah, there was like the war, the big war that's happening right now, but it was like pretty mm-hmm. heated early on social media, and she sends out a tweet like complaining about trans people, and we're like, are you in the world right now? What is going on?
I was thought you were gonna say she said something problematic about the war, because I wouldn't put her past her.
No she, I mean, it was nearly problematic that she did that, she was sending out a tweet about that during the
yeah.
But I don't know, maybe that was screenshot and from before a different time, who knows. I
people are dying, but have you thought about hating this group that I hate?
Yeah, can we turn our bombs over here? Oh my god. But so that's really interesting. Yeah, I think as well, like it must be hard to be like in a certain role and then in a different role. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mm-hmm. then like, did you guys find that hard, like with gender roles?
Ooh, yeah, a little bit. Cause we're both femme too. So neither one of us, was the like take charge, more masculinated, traditionally speaking role, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there was a lot of like, yeah, I don't know how to explain it. Kind of passivity and like difficulty around that. Ugh, I found out a lot about myself where I'm like, god damn, I am a submissive little bitch who likes to follow, not lead. It's so comfortable. It's so comfortable to just be like, okay, you're in charge, I'm a little girl.
I saw a really funny TikTok. I always do this. A mama sent me a thing and it was like, a meme of like, I saw this documentary, TikTok. I read this book, TikTok. But anyway, there was like a funny sketch of a girl being like, when her guy's around, like, oh, I can't reach the top shelf. And when he's not she's like jumping up. Yeah.
I can't remember
who but the content creator is so famous that it's fine. It's not like a regular person. I'm not remembering their name. So they'll be fine.
I'm stuck on the fact that she carried three of those water things. I know that just even if you had to empty out all the water containers beforehand, everyone in the comment section was like, three water? Just those giant water things that must have weighed like 250 pounds.
What other questions do I have about pansexual? I don't know. Do you have any questions for yourself?
I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like a fraud. I feel like that's pretty common. People feeling like a fraud. Like, it was like legitimizing to actually date something other than a straight man. But at the same time, I'm back to dating a straight man, straight cis man. And now I feel like a fraud again.
I remember seeing like posts and there was like some sort of like LGBT parades and bisexual women when they were like celebrating, but with their straight husbands, mm-hmm. were getting like a bit of like like shit on, and they were like, "But I'm still bisexual. Just mm-hmm. ended up with a man." So that's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like imposter.
Yeah,
but you're pan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's true.
You're like, I'll kiss you right now to prove or whoever if they say shit. How did it feel going from like, did you feel like okay with going back to a man, or did you want to like stop yourself and be like, no, I'm in this, or what? Yeah, what got you back to?
That's just a really good connection.
Yeah,
you know, that's a, like,
I know he's a great guy. Yeah, I love him.
He's great. It's hard to when you're. I should have been like alone and in therapy after that, my relationship with the woman, not because of her, but just because that's where I should have been and I should have been working on myself. I tend to like go from relationship to relationship, and this is really no different. And I'm like, I should be spending time alone working on myself. So I kind of had to like work through some issues at the beginning of the relationship. So I would, I don't know. I can't not. I don't know. It was just like, he was just such a cool dude. We just vibed. We were friends. And I thought that was what it was, because he's 9 years younger. So I thought that never really put out any romantic like beep, 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 beep. Like, it just felt like it was like a, I'm so distracted by your cats. I'm sorry. One is like up the window and I love it so much. And the other one is watching the cat.
Also, I think so everybody cute. Just paused and rewind to see if you actually said 9 years. Yeah, I forgot the age gap. That's a great thing to talk about as well. Because I feel, but like, yeah, so, but you were saying, great connection mm-hmm. with a friend that developed
mm-hmm.
into.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think you can work, I believe you can work on your problems while you're in a relationship, which is not the thing that if you watch mm-hmm. advice TikTokers, they'd be like, and I would say you need to learn how to be alone, but I learned how to be alone while being with Leland.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I went to therapy, I worked on myself, and and he travels a lot and I travel a lot, and I don't ever feel like, oh, I need to be with him all the time. So I do think you can work on that stuff while still being in a relationship.
I think so too.
But yeah, so 9 years.
Yep.
I know, mine's five.
A little like five.
Yeah.
You're older or younger?
I'm older.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I didn't know that about you guys.
Yeah, we're both perverts. Yeah.
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 Cute little babies. Yeah. I love a little age gap, huh? No, I never even, it wasn't on my radar. I was like, this is a young lad.
He's very tall. So, you know, tall usually makes you think that they're older.
He acts older. He acts older than I am. Yeah, he's got his shit together. So he's just very.
Is he 30?
He's 29.
Oh, sorry. I just gave you a year on you.
Oh, I don't care. I'm 38. I'll say it as many times.
No, but I mean, I accidentally just made you 39 in my head. I'm 38.
It's fine. It's the same thing. Come here, baby. Come
here, hi, Prati.
Just a kitty cat. Come here now, please. Please.
Okay. So he's just mature. Like, because you never really, I feel like most women would like veto that. But then women sometimes, we have like a set of rules of what we want for the future. And we're like, oh, if they're younger, you know, and I think it's like nearly being 10 steps ahead instead of just going like day by day, step by step. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah. And wait, you said he's 28?
29.
29, yeah. Mm-hmm. Leland's 28.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, keeps you young, you know?
Oh my gosh. I'm 10 years older than Leland.
Oh my god, the cat is literally licking his asshole.
You can just see the, can you see the foot? It's right here.
Oh, can you?
Oh, hi, baby. She's sniffing my foot. She just threw up. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my goodness, cute. Clean it. Clean that butt. Clean it, yes. Oh,
and you're monogamous now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was another thing. I was polyamorous with the woman because she lived open, whatever. We had a hard time defining it. That turns out doing one of those is really hard. It's so much work. I really thought it would be so much easier. I read all the books. But then once you get into it, you're like, I have no fucking idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because you just have to constantly communicate. It's a full-time job.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it because it's also like most people I hear say that an open relationship works. They're like, oh, you communicate it or there's a set of rules. But like, even then, it's like if it's communicating, like, I don't want to be like, yeah, I just fucked this guy at a bar. So now we got to get it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or do you just go no tell? But also I'm going out tonight. See you later. It's like a weird. I don't know what the right way to do it is.
I don't either. I think I would have preferred don't tell.
Oh, you guys told each other everything?
Yeah, it sucked. Oh, it sucked so much. Because then you feel like you're like betraying the person that you were with too.
Yeah.
I just felt like confessing. It felt ugly and bad. And then when she told me about a hookup, I was like, that sucks. I hate that. I hate this person and I don't want this anymore.
Yeah, it's
just immediately. I really did like a 180 with jealousy too. Just immediately. I'm very jealous now. I'm getting better, but
that made you a more jealous person?
Yeah, I think so. That and like some past experiences where I think people were not being truthful with me. So just, it kind of accumulated. And then like, I don't know, probably some old stuff with like my dad leaving my mom. I don't know. It's probably like a lot of that kind of, I'm not in therapy. I keep trying. So probably that if I had to guess.
I mean, I think it's very natural to if I were in an open relationship, it'd have to be with someone I hate.
Yeah, right.
Or if I were just like, I'm done with my sex drive and like just kind of like, oh, let some other girl take the labor off. That's the only. But I totally understand feeling jealous. And was she pansexual or just dated women?
I think she maybe defined herself, I'm not sure how she defined herself, as either bisexual or lesbian, but she had been with men for many years, and then I don't know how much I'm supposed to like say. But she's done both.
I just think as well that if you're both dating multiple sex and people as well, it can just even add, because then you're like, well, is Bob I don't know. I mean, I guess even if you were closed off, like it doesn't matter. But it's still like, okay, but are they coming over as a friend? Or it just adds a lot of layers. Really got to be really communicative. Like, I'm going out for lunch with Sarah, but Sarah's just a friend.
Yep. Yeah, there was one time I went on, like, early on, I went on this meetup, and ex-girlfriend kept calling it a date. She's like, it's a date. And I was like, it's not a date. I'm just meeting this person. They seem interested, but I wouldn't call this a date yet. And of course it was a date. Like, what else would it be? Because we were both like figuring each other out. And, you know, it didn't go anywhere because this other person, like, you know, like women will be like, oh, yeah, I'm into open. And then you meet up with them and they're like, of course they're not into it. Everybody wants to be number one.
Yeah.
Even like every poly person still wants to be number one. You still want to be.
They want to be in the relationship, but the not the person. What's it called when they pop in and out?
Oh, like a unicorn?
Yeah, they don't want to be the unicorn.
Nobody wants to be a unicorn. If you meet that person, like they're not going to want that forever.
I guess that's why they're called a unicorn.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Very rare.
Very, very rare.
Mystical and magical.
Mm-hmm. You have to be in a very special point in your life to be a unicorn, I think. I think there are times when I could have done it. Just been like the detached person that comes in. But then you're like, I don't know. I would need the couple. You need that couple to not be like weird.
Yeah.
And they're usually fucking weird.
Yeah,
and
like bringing working some weird on, argument yeah. into the yeah.
Are they like working on their stuff? So you have to like do this whole extra job of being non-threatening to both of them and not interested in either of them while also being interested enough to come. It's like there's so much.
It's too much. Mm-hmm. That's the thing too. I could never do open, and fair play to anybody who wants to do it or does it. Well, just because I haven't got the energy to satisfy my partner in my own relationship. Like, so I can't go out and I mean, that's the only time where I might be like, if I weren't jealous or whatever, I might be like, let's bring someone in to give us a hand because I'm tired. But I mean, no, I couldn't go. I wouldn't want to go out and you know what? My favorite thing about being in a monogamous relationship mm-hmm. is just the whole not even having to think of men in like a sexual space anymore. Just like I'm with my friends, or like even if I'm like a little drunk and you're like leaning close to your friend, it's very aware that it's because you're drunk and you're like you're giggly or you're mm-hmm. having fun. There's no like people know you're in a relationship. I don't know if that makes sense.
It doesn't feel flirtatious.
It's whereas if you're single, there's that question mark.
Yeah,
I hate that. I'm so over that.
No, yeah, I am too.
Yeah. I just want to have fun with my friends. I want no drama. Plus, when you're single and you get too drunk after 2 a.m., mm-hmm. you kiss the wrong person, you don't remember. Did you kiss? Yeah, it's so long.
I always remember, unfortunately. Yeah, I kissed like it was a handshake for like a summer and a half.
Yeah, oh my God, I did a lot of kissing.
Yeah.
Did a lot of kissing. I loved kissing.
Yeah, it's so fun.
And then so with your partner now, yeah, you had to figure out how to like not bring in that stuff into the relationship. But he's monogamous anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We had a conversation pretty early on where, he was like, do you want to? And I was like, no, I want to be monogamous. And he was like, okay, I want to be monogamous too. I was like, thank God. Oh my God. Cause there was a question for a couple months, I think, because I had just gotten out of the same, that kind of situation. And he was open to it. I don't think it would have worked, certainly. At least, like, I don't know. I would have had to not like him as much as I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I think is great? This is completely from an outside point of view, and I might be wrong, but what mm-hmm. it sounds like to me, what you both did was not... sorry, my stomach keeps making noises, so... It's like,
put it up to the mic.
Yeah, it's like, I've got opinions. but it sounds like to me what you guys both did was, like, in the first few months, taking your time, but not project... stuff onto the other person, because I think most women who date guys who are 9 years younger will project like a lot of stuff, like, oh, are they gonna want the same things, or are they gonna be too mature, they're gonna want to keep hooking up because mm-hmm. they're younger, have they got the other system. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, he didn't project the fact that you had been in a non-monogamous relationship, or the fact that you've been with a woman before. He wasn't like mm-hmm. You guys just let it develop and then be together, whereas I think mm-hmm. lots of other times people will like be really insecure about what you've done previously, or think like, oh well, you'll want to be non-monogamous one day, mm-hmm. or kind of hold it over you, or oh, you were with the opposite sex before, so you'll probably want to end up with someone like that, you know, kind of mm-hmm. just fantasy catastrophizing. Yeah, but it sounds like you guys were really healthy.
Your bookshelf. I was like, we read a lot of the same books.
Yeah, yeah.
Catastrophizing.
I have to actually read the attached, but I did read a lot about it online.
Yeah,
and then someone gave it to me. That was the cat who farted, by the way.
I was
it's just so funny. It's so,
so relaxed.
Smelly.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, his eyes are like literally the little slits where they look so satisfied. And I guess he just released a big fart.
It does smell like a cat fart. It's very distinct. Yeah. I wasn't like, that's a human.
Yeah, and this is the second time on the podcast I've had to be like, that was the cat. But yeah, I think that's really great because you guys weren't like you didn't make it official for a few months, right?
Mm-hmm. But we weren't with anybody else. So I just kind of had the discussion. But as what you were saying, we definitely did do that.
Oh, sorry.
We
had that, I'm like, what's from the outside? It seems like you guys.
And then, we're good now.
And then you're like, no, inside the house, it was hell. Okay, so never mind.
Yeah, certainly at the beginning, I definitely, a lot of insecurities. A lot of like, oh, he's, 9 years younger. I don't know what this means. I know myself at 29, who was not somebody who was ready for anything like that. He seems like he's processed a bit more than I have, and is much more emotionally mature or something. So he kind of figured it out. There's just such a huge learning curve I had in the last few years. I was like, I need to I don't know. I don't think I got serious until recently. I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I mean, all of those emotions are normal and valid. That's why I was kind of like, oh, you guys,
we definitely had that, just behind closed doors, a lot of, I think we had some fights, like really ones that I started from my insecurities, you know, because I didn't know him and he doesn't act like anybody that I've been with, really.
Yeah.
Which was very foreign to me, and he wasn't my friend for a long time before, and I'm older and I don't want to waste my time. Not that I'm like, oh no, the clock is ticking, I'm not having babies. So that was not, it's just all that stuff where you're like, do you want babies? Do you think you will want babies? Because I am not doing this with somebody who might want babies or wants to have them, because it's such a waste of everyone's time. I already did that. It hurts. It sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. And I think that is something, with a younger man, like I've said to Leela, I don't know if I want to have kids, but it's something early on I was like, you'll have to, like, don't decide when it's too late, because they are younger, so they just automatically, like men anyway,
they're invincible. They're like 45,
they have forever. And I definitely did the same too when I first started dating Leland, because he's like never been a whore, and I'm like, don't you want to be like a whore? And he had just gotten all like ripped after his last ex, but he was like, no, that's my idea of hell.
Some people just know themselves like that. I feel like I had to make that mistake, the whore phase or whatever it's called. What is it called? The hookup
hoe phase?
The hoe phase? Is it just hoe phase?
I don't know. We sound really old. Millennial.
I've mostly been in long-term relationships, but I've had more than one hoe phase.
Yeah, I've had hoe phase.
Yeah.
For sure. And then even with Leland, and we've talked about this on the podcast, so it's fine for me to share before anybody's like, oh, I can't believe you shared that. You just go back like 3 years ago or 2 years ago. But he would have said like, like sexuality is a spectrum, and he would have said like fantasy stuff about that, what he would like, which would involve like a man in the bedroom. And I remember like the first few months dating being like, I don't know, I don't want to waste your time because I don't know if I can ever do that. But I kept like kind of projecting it on him. And he was like, it can always just be a fantasy. We don't need to do all of our fantasies, which is like good, which also shows he's very mature, because some men are probably like, I got to do all of my fantasies. Where it's like,
If they're stuck on like a threesome with another girl or something like that. Yeah. It's like, I already did that. I don't want to do it again. I'm all set.
Yeah, I don't want to do any of it.
Maybe I'll change my mind when I'm 55. We don't know. But
that's the thing too. Like, exactly. You could be like, this is what I think. Maybe I'll be 10 years into a relationship and I'll be like, oh yeah, like let's spice it up and do something different. But you like in the current headspace, I wouldn't want to do it now. I don't want to shave my legs for anybody.
I didn't either today. For what? What are they touching? No one's like running their hand on my calf, maybe like once, and I'm like, it's not worth it for one calf rub.
Also, like, and like, you know, when there's like one person, and then I just feel like that's so much, and then another person like touching you in the wrong place, another person I'm gonna have to dictate, you know what I mean? No, I can't be dealing.
It takes long enough to train one person.
Yeah. The cats are obsessed with you. They know you're a cat lady.
I love them so much. I'm coming on way too strong though, like Elmira?
What are these words?
Cartoon? Oh, she's like, this is an old cartoon. I'm showing my age now.
There's a little girl. Oh,
this is perfect. Yes.
He never does that with anybody. This really? Is, okay, so for the listeners, Madra is literally curled up right now beside Carmen. Let me take a video of this, because this is crazy. And this guy fell asleep. My podcast team have all fallen asleep.
My little paw over here is so cute. This is so cute. This is what my cat does. Just squirrels up. It took my cat. I've had my cat for like 7 years, 8 years, and it took that long for my cat to. My cat gets on my lap once a year.
Yeah.
Annually. And it's only when I'm in extreme duress. Yeah. Like if I'm really sad or really sick, yeah. Then my cat's like, all right, fine.
Yeah, here's a little bit of love. Yeah. Yeah, cats are like very, they're the best, but it is a very toxic type of, yeah, for sure. Because
they're
like
avoidant attachments.
100%. And like Madra will give me more love when I bring him out on a walk in the halls. So mm-hmm. like he'll reward me.
That's so
with
funny.
Affection. But like the fact I've never seen him do this with anybody else. This is crazy.
Oh wow.
Yeah, this is like this you're yeah, he's like, yeah, it's cool. She's you know, this is, I'm doing some non monogamous loving right here, Madra.
It's so good, kitty. Yes, you are.
Let's look up and see if there's any Reddit. Because I feel like Reddit always has fun. Dating advice, and then we could give a fun dating advice.
Ooh,
from
I love giving dating advice. I love it.
Millennials. Let's see. Reddit dating.
Love an advice pod.
Me too.
Everybody does it, so I can't. I feel like I can't do it, but man.
People used to write in more when Des was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think because the people who listen to the podcast would be just have more access to follow him at the time. But mm-hmm. yeah, people write in your problems. and they're probably like, what, Katie's not gonna solve it. Maybe with Dad's because he was like older and knew multiple languages. Wait, what is the Reddit dating called again? I think it's just, oh yeah, I'm joined this one.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not on a podcast like this. I'm like, God, what is possibly even exciting about, because I'm such a like, I'm like, now I'm just like a normal, I'm just like a monogamous with like a straight man, just like yeah. having a very traditional relationship.
It's so true, because like I think it's like the hardest, like I'm really happy in my relationship, but I think it's hard to be at peace and peace. So like my friends will be in like toxic relationships, and like I'll be like, does this bring you peace? And it's always like no, but you know what it is, it's like you either get peace or you get these fucking highs for lows.
Yeah,
because no one will love you more than a guy who's gonna lock you in a fucking basement, okay? Do you know what I mean? And that's just the high, but the low is you're gonna die. And then but like being with someone who's just like, yeah, cool, I trust you and do what mm-hmm. you want, and that's just peace and peaceful mm-hmm. and learning to recognize that that's like mm-hmm. a good thing. But that can be hard to do.
Yeah. Especially if all you've known is chaotic relationships. Yeah. And maybe that does bring a sense of comfort to those people because that's what they're used to.
Yeah.
Familiar.
I was annoyed because my don't tell came out today, but I caught up on a word and I meant to say I've never been an aggressive in the relationship. But I said in aggressive. Like I did say an aggressive, but it sounds like with my accent I said in an aggressive. And like my whole podcast, the first 2 years was just all about the aggressive relationship. And I was like, I'm sure anybody who watches it will know that I just pronounce, cause, and it's not even sometimes not my accent, it's just me because I'm thinking so fast that I don't mm-hmm. like. Do you ever find like,
I did that, yeah. yeah. My Don't Tell has some errors in it. And I'm like, God damn it.
I know. And like when you're just doing regular comedy, people are able to get it because of context clues. Right. And then you go to like edit your clips and you're
mm-hmm.
like, did I just not finish that sentence?
Yep. Yeah.
I'll be like, go to say holiday, and I'll be like, hall. So anyway, and like they get it for some reason because it still works. But yeah. then you're like, this makes no. There's times where I've had to type out the word for the clip.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I still do that. Yeah, I'm like, I'll just cheat and just put it in the subtitles.
Okay, this is, well, I think this is like a form of dodginess. This is a salty. Okay, well, let's see. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, this is about to get sad. But guy insisted on sex without a condom. How bad of a red flag is this? Yeah, it's coercion.
How bad of a red flag? It's the rapiest one.
Yeah, it's like pretty much. I've been thinking about this term. I like if he's coercing you into doing something that you don't want to do, it is non-consensual.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been thinking about this other term that I don't know if I've invented, but I'm calling certain men rape adjacent.
Ooh, I like that term.
Right. Okay, so basically, because there was a story about a guy for the listeners, and I'm not going to say who, and he's very nice when you meet him, And it's fine because he's not gonna listen to this. But I can't imagine. And if he does, wow, thank you. Give us 5 stars. But there was a story about how, I guess, a girl was drunk at a party and I probably really shouldn't say that. Anyway, he was drunk. I shouldn't be laughing. She was drunk at a party. And the person said, "You're too drunk to drive home. You can just crash at mine. You can go up to my bed and I'll sleep on the couch." But anyway, he ended up in the bed, sharing the bed with her. And then
they always do.
I know. And then leaned in to try kiss her and she pushed him away. But she basically wrote a thing being like this guy has the potential just because she was awake enough to push, like, mm-hmm. to go no. Mm-hmm. And so people are like, but he didn't really do anything. But the way I see it, it's because, because she wasn't asleep, like, or because she just wasn't, like, he knew she was, he dressed that she was too drunk, mm-hmm. and then he said she could have the bed by herself. Then he got in and then he mm-hmm. tried to kiss while she was too, so rape adjacent, he just didn't because he couldn't.
I guarantee that person has raped other people.
Yeah,
I've been with people like that. I've definitely been in that situation multiple times, and those people always come out as rapists later on. Or it comes out later. They
or
don't
they'll
come
do
out.
It
they
later.
Don't identify as it.
Yeah, they don't come out. Don't come out in 2024 as a rapist. No, but that's the thing. It's like people are like, but he didn't. And I'm like, yeah, but she's only able to tell the tale safely because she had just probably sobered. Like, he would have mm-hmm. taken advantage. Mm-hmm. So it's rape adjacent. But yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. It'll come out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can't be like, oh, you're too drunk. Go up to my bed. I won't sleep there. Or let me.
They always, I promise I won't try anything. They always try something. Yeah. I hate those men. If I could go back in time, the ass I would beat. I would fucking absolutely demolish some balls.
And they would pressure you too. Like, it was nearly easier just to have sex than to, mm-hmm. which in hindsight it isn't, but you feel like that in that moment than to say no.
I have a lot of those too where, and it sucks looking back and being like, oh, God damn it. Was I assaulted? Was I raped? Fucking hell. You know, you don't want to like identify as that. But then, there's so many situations. I've had, like certainly with like blowjobs when I was younger where I was in situations where I was like, I don't feel safe not giving this person a blowjob. So then you just kind of trick your mind into being like, I'm into this. And then they get off and you don't get off. And then like 5 years later, you're like, oh no, that's still rape. I was raped. That sucks.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it takes years to process it. Mm-hmm. And then by the time you're like, and it's such a he said, she said, and that's why I think we don't get a lot of sympathy from men our age anyway mm-hmm. and older, because a lot of them are, and I'm sorry that I'm just generalizing now, but I think in most women's experience, a lot of men are either have done it or are rape adjacent. Mm-hmm. They would have if they had the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, well, we've all been younger and we've been drunk and whatever. And it's like, I mean, just have sex with a sober person or, mm-hmm. just don't have sex that night. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's over there all.
Yeah. Men will jump through all the hoops to not feel... Because, I mean, that must be hard to identify yourself, to come to that realization, be like, oh, I'm a bad person. I'm a rapist. Because then if you have to change your entire conception of who you are and it's negative, of course you wouldn't want to do that. That's why they don't do it. But that's what they are. Because everybody's like, no, rape is just jumping out of the bushes and forcing someone. It's like, no, it is so many things.
Yeah.
It's so many things.
I think, too, is that like with women are... for the most part, like, extremely forgiven. And it's like, mm-hmm. you'll have situations where a guy will have done something to you and then your guy friend or another guy will say, like, that wasn't okay. And then the guy who did it to you is apologizing to the guy. But never apologizes to you.
Mm-mm.
Because they care more about what the guy thinks about them. Where it's like, actually, now that girl goes away with more anger and goes into the world still angry at you, where if you actually, like, had some sort of ownership, especially in the gray area stuff, I think most, if you were like, I'm going to go to therapy, I'm going to work on myself, and I'm going to, be a better person and blah, blah, blah. Not if it's like rape, but if it's like, was gray area, dodgy stuff, I think a lot of people would be like, good, go work on yourself. You know, this is the time to do it. You know, people are learning.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll never do that.
No.
They don't want to admit.
No.
Because they think we're just going to, I don't know, stab them then or something. I don't know what the fuck, to burst into flames. Like, be a better person.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay,
such
wait.
Good tea.
It's the best. That's Lions. Oh, everybody's gonna is now screaming at the podcast because a lot of people are berries.
I've never had, okay, let's see what this girl said. I presume it's a woman. I've never had a guy put up that much fight to wear a condom. I feel like this is a huge red flag.
Really? I've never gotten one to wear one in my fucking life.
You need
life.
To wrestle them into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you have to be like, I'm ready to be a mom, or you're, yeah, you can't, there's nothing.
Men just fucking wear condoms.
Well, they can't come, and it's like, welcome, welcome. Have fun having a hard time coming. You're going to get there eventually. Also, it gives you more time to work on me, you fucking lazy piece of shit. Yeah. This is why I don't... Yeah, I had to learn that one-night stands are bad too many times to actually quit doing them. Because yeah. I have such a high sex drive and I enjoy sex so much. But like, one-night stands, I can't. Who can come from those? It's just...
I don't think I've ever...
No.
...orgasm from a one-night stand. And
and they don't care either. Like, yeah. It's hard to... Sometimes they, like, pretend they care. They try for, like, 4 seconds and you're like, fucking moron, you're a child. I can't.
No, absolutely. And you're so right about the condom thing because it's like, oh, the condom will let them maybe not come as fast. So that's mm-hmm. Like you said, that's good. Then it lasts longer. Then you can all enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But I think one-night stands, they just want to in it and... Bin, no, what's the go dump and lump? I don't know.
Oh, dump and lump.
I don't know. Leave
the old dump and lump.
Like they just want to get
the
out.
The old stream and scram. The old yeah. and pump
then,
and dump.
Pump and dump. And then it's like you're left with the risk of pregnancy, the yep. risk of STDs.
Yeah.
Fucking mental. I think this was a huge green flag and most people are going to be like, oh, you're absolutely mental for making him use condoms for so long. But I was so traumatized from like getting mm-hmm. HPV from the stelting mm-hmm. that we used condoms for like 2 years, but now we use mm-hmm. an app. Mm-hmm. So we just go off the last, like, I don't know how long we're together. We're like in May, it would have been 2 years. So since like May, we've been using that, I don't use birth control, but it's like a birth app. What's it? It's like Flow.
Yeah, like it yeah, tells yeah, you when like, it's
apparently
safe
I'm
it's
never
not.
Fertile. Whenever we go, like, I like, do you know, it's really
what?
Hard.
It's
I
like
guess.
2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, you can get pregnant in a huge window.
What? Yeah. No, every time I check, it's like, nah, you're good to go. Maybe what? Mine's broken.
Maybe you're just timing is just perfect.
I mean, we're probably not. I definitely don't think we're having a sex as much as you. When you were like, oh, I have a high start. I just love it. I could go for ages. I'm always like, how? Like, I'm like excited when the guy is like, I'm about to come. I don't want to be here all night.
I get that too, though. I definitely have that kind of sex all the time, for sure. Yeah, yeah everybody yeah. does.
I think too, when you're in a relationship too, like, it's good to like, pick a day where you're gonna plan it out and it's gonna be long and you're gonna mm-hmm. use the oils mm-hmm. but if it's kind of like you're like okay shit we got a busy week I'm like yeah, let's yeah. just get off yeah. get back out there
yep. there's all good different kinds that's what makes it so fun
yeah exactly and yeah. you're right in one night stands you've it's a fucking lottery of terrible experiences
terrible
she goes what experience do you have at this time okay I'm actually gonna comment back run okay just I've never commented on one of these before I'm actively yeah. commenting
yeah that's a sad one just at least she'll find out from people online that's STDs I think a lot of people just aren't educated on them either mm-hmm. where I've had to do so much of my own research on it and it's like stuff like herpes is like not a big deal mm-hmm. not even thought about it I thought it was such a big deal and I did research and I was like oh I probably have it like I for sure have it they just don't test at the clinic because most people have it and then everybody who has it of those people 90% of them never even have a single symptom yeah. so why would you know and people are just so like up in arms about it and it's like you dude you have it I yeah, hate that yeah. about men when they're like, I don't want to get this. I'm like, you for sure have yeah. that. If you don't want to use a condom with me, then you fucking, like, you just met me and you don't want to use one? You
yeah,
have
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, you have everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I hate to, and people are like, oh, well, the HPV thing, you can get that from blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I mean, it's the tip of a dick. It's in your deep uterus. It's what can give ovarian cancer. So mm-hmm. it's not just, oh, some guy rubbed his hand against my tie and I got, you know what I mean? You're yeah. like, no, it's some, it's risky. And mm-hmm. it also as well, like the gaslighting or the, you need mm-hmm. to, like I had a guy be like, no, it's, and I was like, no, I use condoms. And he was like, oh, but I like it's fine. Like, and I was like, well, I'm like
it's
worried
like,
about.
I'm gonna give it to you, and then you're gonna give it to another yeah, woman. Like that's exactly. how this. That's how I got this. So that's yes. and like, It's sexist that men don't have a test for HPV. They could definitely come up with one. They just only came up with one for women.
Yeah, yeah. And it literally kills women. Like, there was a massive protest about in Ireland because so many women were really affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, but then you'll pass it on. It won't affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't want to potentially get a different... There's like...
Yeah.
Like
there's
40
100 strains.
Yeah, and there's like 40 cancerous ones. So it's like, I might have the medium...
40?
I don't know. I just pulled a number out of my head.
Oh, I think there's four, but they're all really, really common. Or no, I'm sorry. There's two cancerous ones.
There's number four.
But they're very, very,
16.
Very common. And then there's two that cause genital warts, and that's it. And they're not harmful to you at all.
Yeah,
but like those are the ones that would like scare men. And it's like, fuck off.
Yeah,
you're
not
scared. You don't care if I get cancer. You genuinely want me to die of cancer, and you want to pass it to somebody else to give them cancer.
That's
but
so
you care about
point.
Warts, you piece of shit. I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, and herpes don't kill you.
Herpes does. It's the same thing. It's just genital warts. Who fucking cares?
Yeah, I know, you're so right. And it's like, I mean, I you don't want it other than for the inconvenience. And herpes, just if you have herpes, make sure you start doing fucking yoga or something, because I have the mouth one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Cold sores. And you know what was crazy is I had gotten them as a kid, but then I did date a guy who didn't tell me he had herpes, and then I got such a breakout after him in my mouth. So
they can like trigger each other?
I'm not sure, but I had only ever had one as a child. So I don't know if the virus went dormant and maybe that brought it back out, or maybe I don't really understand it, but it was like all in my throat. I got like, and the doctor was like, and before it hadn't like even registered, like I was, because you can do tests, and my previous tests had been like zero for like nil genital, nil oral. And then after that, the oral was up like really hot. Like I'd gotten it. And then it was like, it took like a year to kind of calm down.
Mm-hmm.
But now every time I have serious stress, like in my JFL tape, if you look really closely, but I put red lipstick on to cover it up, but I have a cold sore in my mouth.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And like, you know, like Leland doesn't give a fuck. I'm just like,
everyone has type one. If you don't have type one, you live in a cave by yourself.
Yeah.
You get it as a baby. You
and
just
I,
have it.
And I think it's like, maybe is, you know what, as well, maybe there's just the pure stress of me finding out he had lied as well. Maybe that just brought it back out. Who fucking knows? But stress really brings it back up.
Yes.
So if you have like a genital and you just don't want to, you really have to put yourself in like a kumbaya sort of,
kumbaya.
Fucking starts just meditating on the go. But that's what, anything, you get acne
what
from stress.
Annoying. Yeah. God, stress is the worst. It just causes everything. And then that just makes it more stressful and it just keeps going wherever.
Yeah. And then it just becomes cancer. But yeah, no, it's so true about men not caring about, and obviously, again, we're not talking about all men, but fucking, like a lot. And there's been, a lot of irresponsibilities. But that guy who did that to me, who was like trying to, he was like, it's not like I'm out here fucking. And I had to explain like, well, it's HIV. It doesn't matter. It could be carried. Yeah. And he was like, I got an STD test. And they don't test for that. And the fact that you're having to have this argument is such a mood killer. But it turns out he had a girlfriend he didn't tell me though. And then he started to lie and say they were in open. And then I was like, okay, well, what about her and what she's doing? And he was like, well, I trust her. And I was like, well, what about my HPV you could have given to her?
It's not even a trust thing. It's
and
just
it's like, I don't know her. So yeah. It's because they're not open. He was just a little liar.
I trust her because she doesn't know that I do this and she doesn't. Oh God, what a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I hate that men are now, and probably some women are what as well, are just weaponizing the open relationship thing and just going out and fucking and being and feeling absolved of that by lying to the next person, who that's not consensual either. That's, I don't know if that's rape or rape adjacent, but that is, that person's not the person that you are saying I'm in an open relationship to, and you're not, is not consenting to sex with you under the circumstances that are true. So I feel like that's
I was just saying this the other day that I think it's unconsensual to, so like the guy who stalked me, a friend was like, we were talking about the fact that we had also heard that he just like cheats on his girlfriend all the time. And
so many people are flowing through my mind right now.
I know. And like in a long-term relationship, and
is it a comic?
Yeah. And it kind of come out that, you know, I've told you before who it is. Oh, well, anyway.
Say it on three. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It had kind of come out that, like, we were on a thing where it kind of I don't know how to explain this without I guess maybe I'll just leave this part for the Patreon. I don't even know why I'm protecting him. He's a fucking asshole. I just don't want him to come for me. and it's like how they keep you silent. You literally become silenced.
The threat of
but
they're bullshit.
Some girl kind of figured out that he had done something dodgy to me, and like I'm worried now. I had unprotected sex with him, and I was like, did she have consensual unprotected sex? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, well then she should just like get tested. That's like, mine wasn't he stealthed, he took the condom off without permission. And then he was like, oh yeah, that's a good point, fair enough. But then I realized, I totally forgot, he's got like a, because our thing happened way before his girlfriend, but he has a girlfriend for like a long time. And I was like, oh, he's having unprotected sex and then going back to her, so risking your partner, your monogamous partner of STDs, that has to be rape adjacent. It has to be, because what if she gets like
rape? It's just rape.
Wait, what if she gets like an STD because of his like cheating and lying? And anyway, back to talking to a guy friend about it, and the guy
murder at some point if you knowingly are passing something too.
And like I talked to a guy friend about it later, and I was like, he was like, would you ever talk to this guy about what he did? And I go, why do you think he'd listen to me when he treats the love of his life like dirt? You think me, a old friend, is going to be an ex-friend is going to be, when he treats her, he doesn't treat women you know? And so and he was like, well, the cheating thing is separate. And I go, the cheating thing is not separate. And it shouldn't be like boys act like, oh, well, it's okay, man's business. And it's like, no, because you're putting a woman at her sexual health at risk. And until like you guys cut, like, because it's not okay to cheat. I'm sick of that narrative that it's okay to cheat. Especially in the boys' club.
Whose narrative is that?
That's definitely boys' club. They're like, it's man's business.
Just be in a fucking open relationship, you child.
Yeah. You're literally risking people's health. Like, it's you don't want to be in an open relationship because you don't want her to go out and do stuff. And it's so
such bullshit.
It's such bullshit. Anyway, that was my event. But yeah, the more women talk about it, and the more women speak up about like these things, and the more you bring to light, like podcasts where you're saying what stealthing is or whatever, then men are like, oh shit, that's illegal. Put my disgusting dick in.
There's such a long list of things, and I want to be like, just so you know, don't fuck somebody in their sleep without their consent. If you have some sort of prearranged thing where that's your thing, that's fine.
Put it in writing though.
Oh my god. Can't take off the condom. Yeah, I feel like cheating is, I mean, it's rape. I mean, how is it not? You're under, I don't know how to, like, if there's another, because if you give it another word to soften it, like circumstantial, like the scenario is maybe not, like the sex is consensual, but the scenario leading up to it is dishonest and therefore non-consensual, or at least in some sort of like maybe non-consensual area.
You're risking your partner, the so-called love of your life, which means you do not see them as an equal person. They see them as property and you can treat them. Also, they could, like, you could bring back a disease that could kill them, and it doesn't affect you as a man. So very fucking. And then
we need more STDs and STIs that murder men.
Oh my god, that's, I swear to god,
and not gay men, let's leave them alone. They've been through enough.
Oh my god. No, not gay men. Just straight men. What else? If someone's too drunk, obviously just sleep it out and wait till next morning and bring them a cup of tea. They'll be so happy, they'll fucking
drunk,
give you the best.
Drunk sex is the worst sex. Literally no one comes.
One's coming,
and it's bad. I had my doctor after a night of really drunk sex with this guy. He goes, were you like, and he was trying not to say rape. So I forgot what term he used. It was so funny. Well, he was like, did you have, he didn't say rough. What did he say? Something along those lines. That he was like, did you have like a really, really rough experience recently? And I was like, yes. Yes, I did. Abrasive. I don't know.
Yeah. And that's the thing. No, that sounds awful.
It's so bad.
Yeah. And you're not coming and getting STDs.
Especially if you're dry, it's gonna really roughs it up, and then it opens you up to more infections. That's what happened. I got like a yeast infection at the same time as a BV infection. I didn't know they could happen at the same time. I thought they were opposite ends of the pH spectrum, but no, you can have them both.
yeah
exciting stuff.
I wonder how many men are listening to this being like, no, cheating shouldn't be in the same category. We're just saying there's a train of consequences. Mm-hmm. There is a train, and that's what's it's very frustrating.
Same with women when they do it. It's not like it's just
yeah, and women cheat as well.
Yeah.
Women cheat, and if you're cheating, wrap it up. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But don't cheat. That's what I'm originally saying.
I think a lot of men are really coming to terms with having been like assaulted or raped or just anything like that by a woman, because like it's so hard for them to define it as that.
Yeah.
Because yeah, other men will be like, oh my god, dude, just you're getting pussy, why are you complaining? And it's mm-hmm. like, no, this person coerced this person, or this person got this person drunk. Like, it's, we do it too. It's just nobody, guys are not speaking up about it, and like guys do it to guys a lot. I've yeah. seen that. Yeah, no bueno.
Yeah, no good. Well, on that note, everybody stop touching each other. Just get consent. Ask. Constant communication.
Just grow up. I don't know. Say, like, what is it?
And if you're like, I want to take the condom off, it doesn't feel good, and the person's like, no, keep it on, and be like, you keep it on. Mm-hmm. Don't even ask that, though.
Even if they're like unsure about it, unless they're like so ramped to take it off. And they better be like, fucking yeah, get it off now. I want to give you STDs and maybe get pregnant. Like, then you can.
Yeah, I just can't with this. Mm-mm. Oh, my God. Where can people follow? You have a new podcast with your boo, right?
I do. It's called In Cahoots. At In Cahoots Pod on Instagram. And I'm at Carmstagrams on Instagram. And I think that's it, you know, because I'm not going to plug fucking Twitter, former Twitter.
Ugh. Fuck Are they that. Charging us now?
Oh, I don't know. I'll be off of it.
I need to figure out how to delete it.
I just have so many bangers in there. It's hard to let go. Like, man.
I just use it now to see what TDs, so politicians, are tweeting.
Yeah.
I've never been more political than this last few months of my life.
Yeah.
I feel like I've always had like a kind of an interest. But in the like, especially with the most, I've always followed Palestinian news just because one of my best friends is Palestinian. Mm-hmm. So even when I originally met her like 9 years ago, I think I was like, let me Google Palestine. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. So I always had like a bit of a toe in there. Mm-hmm. And Ireland would report on it a good bit. But more recently I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts and stuff and trying to really, but like I had tried it a few years ago, I bought like a little history of the world. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I can't read it just hurts my brain, so I'm doing history podcasts.
Yeah.
But I want to know and so even then, like, I'm like, okay, I should really know about the TDs in Ireland. It's hard though, because I'll be like, oh, this guy's kind of cool, and then I'll talk to someone from back home and they're like, nah, he's fucking mental. And I'm like, I don't know. Everybody has an opinion. This tweet seemed nice. So hard to keep up with it, but that's my goal. My goals is to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So you.
Where can listeners find you, Katie?
Oh yeah, thanks, listeners. Katie Boyle Comic.
My podcast now.
My Don't Tell is out. And my JFL is out. And they were taped back to back, so there's pretty much a lot of similar jokes inside in both. And then sign up to Patreon. The video will be up there, and this episode's up there early. So obviously, by the time this comes out, there'll be another episode up there early and solo episodes. Patreon is pay what you want. So / the Shift Podcast. And other than that, I love you loads. Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.